Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps, all we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media. Good morning. We are joined today by Christina Trinidad. She is over at Handmade Embroidery. Before we invite Christina on, sorry, my son just slammed the door. It just completely threw me off. Doesn't take much. I'm a trained professional. Before we bring on Christina, I'd love to start with a prayer. Apparently, I'm in need of one. Such a Monday. Through the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear good and gracious God, thank you so much for bringing us together today. Lord, we ask you to open up our hearts and our minds to the message that you have in our conversation today. I absolutely love speaking with Christina, and I know, Lord, that you will do some amazing thing today because it took us so much work to get here today. And we ask for an outpouring of your grace and your blessings upon our time together. And we ask all of this in your Son's most precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, without further ado, Christina Trinidad. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you. I made it just barely straggling in with all of my journals and earrings and headbands. Hot mess.
Well, it seems like that's the perfect way to show up here for A Seeking Heart.
Yeah, no kidding. I haven't spoken to you in such a long time. I've missed you. I was so excited to chat with you today.
Same here. I missed you too. I mean, December can be so crazy. So I'm glad we had an encore we could throw in, and it was a good one because all of our shows together are a good one. But yeah. I am happy to have you live and in person. And speaking of live and in person, if anyone wants to join our conversation, we invite you on at 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. Now, Christina, over at Handmade, I love that, M-A-I-D, embroidery, been following your progression through this embroidery just amazing new, I'm a changed woman. I love watching you.
Thank you.
This has been so much. So how is embroidery going? You're over on Instagram. What's up with you?
Oh my gosh. So just to tell everyone, you know, all my peoples out there, Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. I hope it was lovely. I've missed you guys. So what's been going on? Well, Christmas was actually, for Handmade Embroidery, it was slow, which was great. I was kind of secretly praying that it would be, so I could really take the time to just spend with my family and eat everything. Like, I literally ate everything. So, and I drank a little, but I mostly ate everything. So I was happy about that. But it was very slow, and then it picked right back up where it left off. And I'm still working on quite a few Our Lady of Guadalupe hoops, and I'm going to be working on some custom Valentine's Day hoops based on Song of Songs, or Songs of Solomon, rather. Yeah, so that's very exciting. And
they're the same thing, by the way.
Well, yeah, they are.
You can save them either way.
So I was like trying to be formal, people. Okay, formal.
There's no room here for formality. None. Zero.
If you saw the way I was dressed, you would see I would have to make every attempt to at least try to clean this up. I'm in argyle socks, black velour pants, and a pink striped pajama top. But I've got earrings on, so I classed it up.
So I love that you threw on the earrings. Like, I can't wear earrings because I wear these big, ginormous ear things because I want to look like a trained professional with my big microphone. But yeah, I can picture all of that. That was quite a visual. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to give you that thing you can never unsee. So it's going well. I did like this big, huge world map hoop with the Great Commission kind of underneath it. And it says, therefore go. I did that. That was very lovely. That's in the shop. And right now what I'm doing is, because St. Francis de Sales is my homeboy, I paired up with Allison Kenyon, and she made a special St. Francis de Sales rosary, and I made a special St. Francis de Sales hoop to go with it, and we're selling it exclusively on Instagram.
So you can sell stuff off of Instagram? How does one do that? How does one get to, like, so we have to go there and there's a link? Is that how?
No links on Instagram, silly rabbit. What you do is tricked it for kids, baby. So,
Well, I thought maybe in your profile, that's where you stick your link, but go ahead.
No, not a link. It's actually a lot more analog than that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. You like that word, right?
Do tell. I'm excited.
That's how we do analog. So what you do is you give the whole description as much as you possibly can. I think I wrote a novel, actually a novella. Let's be clear. So I did that. And then you say, you know, leave your PayPal email address and I'll invoice you. So basically you just send them an invoice via PayPal. They leave for the first person to leave their email address, you know, that's connected to their PayPal account gets the hoop and the rosary. And this rosary is amazing. I have one and it's a pewter center of St. Francis de Sales, sweet mug, his face. And, it's awesome. I love him. And I have a really, the quote is, if he is with me, I care not where I go.
You know that he is the patron saint of deaf, the deaf, and that my daughter is deaf. So we have a soft spot for him. He's on our fridge. He had a young man that he tutored who was deaf. Mm-hmm. So he's one of the first saints to use a hand manual communication. He kind of made up his own sign language. So he is near and dear to my little heart as well. So only one person can get this? Seriously?
One person.
Really?
Really? That's it. I only made one.
And we can't beg and plead for a second?
You can. Well, no one's got it yet.
Is it wrong if I, during the break, run my little butt over there?
No, I think it's totally right. It's probably the rightest thing you're going to do today.
Well, I'll give everybody a fighting chance. And then during the break.
It's been up since yesterday. It's been 24 hours, Ma. Anything goes.
All right. During the break, it's totally mine if nobody gets over there.
Saying.
I love him.
That's how that's been. And I've been planning it for a while because I just love him and I love Allison. And he's a patron saint also of writers and journalists. Mm-hmm. And, you know, writing is so near and dear to my heart too. And I just loved reading his, the Invitation to the Devout Life. Is that right?
Yes.
Is it Invitation or is it
Invitation? That sounds
I can't remember. I like Invitation.
It's Devout Life. I know Devout Life is there.
If it's not, he should change it. Just saying, my title's better.
I think that's a great, great title. That's a great book too. He's the bomb diggity. I didn't know we shared. I should have known we shared that love, but I did not know.
Yeah, come on, Franny, you got to change that title.
I have to tell you about the intercession that I had from him. That was super cool. I'll give you the really quick version. If you want the longer version, go to reconciledtoyou.com. And look at my World Youth Day stories. But real quick story, I traveled to World Youth Day in Rio 2013 with the deaf community from Boston because I was trying to learn how to sign the mass better for my daughter. There was a young boy on the trip, about 13. He was deaf and autistic, and he absolutely loved flags, just addicted to flags. So when you're at World Youth Day, you do a swap thing. But, you know, you just bring something. We had bracelets and you swap. So he tried all week to get a Brazilian flag, a big giant one that he could wrap himself in, couldn't get it. But the second to last day we're there, I realized that my friend had given me Don Bosco from the Salesian Sisters cards, playing cards. So in breakfast that morning, I gave them to Nick and I said, here, try to use these to get yourself a flag. Well, long story short, it worked. The cards got him. And then I realized kind of in prayer that night that there's this whole connection between Don Bosco and, of course, St. Francis de Sales, because Don Bosco started Salesians based on St. Francis's order and his teachings. And he was the patron of the deaf. And I was like, okay, I love how the Holy Spirit just puts this all together. It was so neat. Goosebumps.
See, and this is why I wear earrings when I talk to you. Because I just gotta be ready. You amaze me. You amaze me. Girl, and they are pearls, okay? I'm not even coming with the fake stuff. They are fake pearls. I'm just saying.
I love the mystical part of our faith. Like,
I agree.
I love it. I just wish more people would be, I call them godsidences because people are like, oh, that's a cool coincidence. I'm like, no. Total God moments. And you have to be ready for them because they happen all the time.
I think it's hard for people to see that because they want to be the one in charge. Do you know what I mean? Like they don't want to realize that it's not just them alone in the world doing stuff. They have to kind of take a step back and not be so egocentric. There, I said it with my pearls on. Yeah.
I have one more question for you about embroidery. Yeah. We have so much to talk about this morning. So excited. But I saw in November that you posted that you were a bona fide Sublime stitcher. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you know that Our Lady of Guadalupe hoop?
Yes, that I'm madly in love with. Yes.
Yes. Well, that's not my design, and I'm very big about making sure I say that. What it is Sublime Stitching is like the place to go for embroidery. It's run by this woman named Jenny Hart. And my first ever hoop that I've ever done back in August was that Our Lady of Guadalupe design. And you have to get licensing to actually sell that. Ah. And I'm licensed to sell 100 of them or anything in her catalog, basically. So I've only done the Our Lady of Guadalupe hoop. I do have plans to mix some of her stuff with some of my faith stuff to create something kind of a little hers, a little mine. And no, I'm not, I don't know her personally. I'm just talking about her like I do. Hey, Jenny girl. So, not just this though. I don't even know if she has one. So, that's what that means, that I'm like, I'm licensed to stitch her designs and sell them myself.
That is so cool. That is such a beautiful design. And I love the colors. Are the colors her choice or your choice?
The colors are her choice as well. What's not her choice is adding the crosses to the red one. There's a smaller one. I have a seven inch and an 8 inch hoop. One's more expensive than the other, but not really, because to the smaller one, I've added gold crosses in her mantilla, in her cloak. Yeah. Okay. So it really comes out to the same. Yeah.
You have to get over to Handmade, M-A-I-D, Embroidery, and check all this stuff out. It is so beautiful. We are talking this morning with Christina Trinidad. Not a tough name. Why am I just like tripping all over it? I'm just so excited to have you here. She joins me the fourth Monday of every month to chat about whatever comes to our mind. I hashtagged out today, never a dull moment. I think that pretty much sums us up. If you want to join this conversation, 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. We'll be right back. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
On Redbox Media. I have Christina Trinidad here today who is cracking me up. I'm trying to stay composed and be a, like, it's the word for the day, trained professional, but she just makes it hard because she's so darn funny. I hope you're enjoying our conversation. We have a lot to share with you today. If you want to join our conversation. I thought, how many times can I say conversation in one conversation?
You should keep saying it because I love to hear you say it. It's so Bostonized.
It's conversation.
Love it, girl.
I try my best. Like, embroidery is kind of a difficult word for me. This, like, if there's an R in there, I'm in trouble. Anyway, it's embroidery. But I pull it together. 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. Or if you're listening on the Breadbox Media app, which of course we hope you are, you can call right from there. No, I haven't figured out how you do it yet. Every time I say that, I say, I'm going to go check out how you can call from the Breadbox Media app. But maybe for tomorrow's show, I'll have that. Oh no, tomorrow is a pre-recorded show. Pete Sock, the Catholic book blogger, don't miss him. It's an awesome Lenten preparing show. Speaking of Lenten preparing shows, Christina.
Yes.
Lent is
I'm absent. I mean, I'm here, but
I'm sleeping, but I'm on the air. Lent is my favorite time of the year. I'm such a Catholic
Mine
dork.
Too.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love it too. I've been preparing for it since the beginning of Advent.
Well, I've seen you got some stuff going on over there on Instagram. I'm an Instagram fanatic. Love Instagram.
Me too.
It's just, I don't know. There's something about it. Anyway, maybe it's because there's like less reading involved.
Well, yeah. And there's no links. It's like my new love language, I have to tell you. Because there's no links. There's no, there's hashtags. But I do all that stuff on the front end. Like I have, here's a little tech tip.
Ooh, love tech tips.
Or a social media tip. What you do is you get, you can use it in a note app or in Evernote, which is my preferred choice. And I have certain topics that I, you know, take pictures and gram about. So I have embroidery, my new puppy, Lucy, who is a doll face.
Love her.
She is. I have a picture of her, the pads of her feet that I'm going to post because I just can't take the pattern and the design. It's just gorgeous. Oh. So anyway, I know I'm a new mother and I'm in love and she's only 3.5 months old. So I have a few things that I talk about and then I have hashtags surrounding those topics so that as soon as I post a picture, I hop over to Evernote or whatever note app that you use. It could be Memo. It could be anything from your phone. And you copy all of the hashtags and paste them into your Instagram comment, the first comment. You don't put it in the actual caption because it just looks gross. And you have all your hashtags all the time. And you never have to like sit there and type like a fiend to get stuff out. Yeah, I know. That's how
I do
it.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. All right. I just made myself
write that down.
I did. if we had a camera, I'd just show you right now. I just wrote that down. We go back to Lent in just a second, but I did have in my notes that I wanted to talk about dogs. So my family and I borrowed a dog for the weekend.
Only you.
Well, we had somebody who needed a dog sitter and we were supposed to have him for one night, but we fell in so in love. We like just convinced him to let us have him for three. His name was Mikey. He was, and I've never even seen this before, but he was a Bichon Frise poodle mix, Bichon poo, I think they call him. They had shaved him. Oh, I was in love. Like, I have allergies, not a single sneeze, not a single sniffle. So
old.
He was three, but he wasn't completely a good trained dog, and he was still a phenomenal dog. I thought, what if you had this dog and you actually trained it?
I didn't know that I was getting a dog and I'll share cause it's just me and you on the phone and not tons of people listening, right? It's a private conversation.
Right. Just so, me and girlfriend.
Yeah, just me and you. So, I struggle a lot with depression right at the beginning of Advent and I struggle with it like for all of Advent every single year.
Me too.
And people say, oh, it's seasonal affective disorder. And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't know what it is. It's just every year I really, really struggle and it's dark and it's dreary and it's bleak and I kind of pray my way through it. And this year must have been really bad. And every Monday I go to library and I volunteer my time at my kid's Catholic school. And so my husband was working from home one day and he picked me up and he said, hey, do you want to go look at some fish? Because he loves fish. And I said, yeah, sure. Let's go look at some fish. So he says, I'm here, I'm outside. And usually he doesn't do that. So that was clue number one. It was a couple, And I don't pay attention. I'm like, yeah, fish, great. Just get me some lunch. I'll go wherever you want. Buy me lunch. I want a Panera salad, Papa. So he got me my Panera salad.
Love it.
It doesn't take much. So literally we walk and he's like, oh, they don't have fish here. And I'm like, you're right, they don't. I don't know why I thought of that. And he was like, let's look at dogs. And immediately like my spidey senses were like, man, listen, I was not born yesterday. So I walked to the back and there's this puppy and it's so sweet. So there's a ton of them. Aww. And it's like this terrier puppy. And we go into the little room, right, to like play with it. It ripped a hole in my jeans. And I was like, I am not having this puppy. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
So we were ready to walk out and like, oh, well, it's not going to work. And the woman and Mike was my husband. Hi, Mike. So my husband was telling the pet, associate. And it's a local pet shop. It's not like, this big pet shop. So it comes very highly recommended. It's where we get all of our fish and stuff like that. So, not fish, obviously, but like,
wait, you just said,
right. No. No, they used to have fish. So,
gotcha.
And then they don't have fish anymore. So, we went to the back there and she says, and he was saying, my wife embroiders and she just kind of wants something to sit right next to her. And I'm like, said who? I never said that. What are you talking for me? So right, how do you know I don't want some big mastiff to like take care of me along down the street? You don't know, just making it up on the fly. So, they're like, well, if you want a real love, look at this puppy. And so I grabbed the puppy and she immediately rolled over and then like gave us her belly. And then I went to carry her cause she was like 2 months old. She was maybe 5 pounds. I picked her up and she nuzzled into my sleeve. And I was like, so, she's not going out. Like she's coming home. Do what you got to do. I don't care if you sell her firstborn. I need this dog in my house. And he got it for me because he knew that I was suffering from depression and he knows that, animals can help with that. And, her name is Lucy and it's because she's, I got her right before, St. Lucy's feast day. So, and she's a Beagle Basset Hound. So they call her a bagel.
Oh my God.
Love it.
So I always tell her I'm going to slather her with butter and eat her. She is just.
She's really sweet.
So delicious. So if you want to see Lucy, check out my Instagram because she's always on there doing something crazy.
And remind us what your Instagram is again.
My Instagram is handmade embroidery, HANDMAID embroidery, but that's probably going to change to handmade stitch. So just be on the lookout. I just want to keep all of my handles the same. So
you are always, always with evolving. That's the word. The ever evolving Christina Trinidad.
Right.
But always
scary.
You know, It's a good thing, though. And, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned, because I actually talked about that a lot on the show during December, that I, too, have that same issue. And my son as well. He was hospitalized in October for depression and suicidal thoughts. And that's one of the reasons we have the dog, is that we're also trying to see if that would help with
it. And
with
it has.
That. And that's good to know.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Nope.
Well, the thing is it was to the point where I was, and this has never been like this before, where I was just crying for no reason during the day. And, I wouldn't talk to anybody about it. I'm not even know why I'm talking to you about it now. Maybe because Lucy gives me strength. No. So, I would pray and just pray that it, cause I know it happens every year. So we just kind of, the Lord and I just write it out. And, this year was probably the worst it's been. And it can't be seasonal affective disorder because it was sunshiny, like nobody else's business out here.
It was warm.
Yeah, I know. So it's not that. So it's just been, you can't focus on, you're not just sitting alone with your thoughts. You have to feed this dog. You have to get up for this dog. You have to walk this dog. You get to talk to her. She's like, you think they don't understand you, but they look at you with like this eyebrow thing, right? Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I should totally make beans for dinner. You're right, Lucy. So she's been such a joy. And the first day we got her, I wanted to make sure she got into puppy training. So I had her for maybe a couple of hours and I was like puppy training her. So she knows, we went to classes for 6 weeks. So she knows how, she had a graduation. Girl, we had a party.
Cute.
Oh yeah. Yeah, brownies and everything just for me. And because it was hard work. So she knows how to sit, stay, lie down, and she waits for food, and she knows when to go to bed. And just the problem with her now is just getting her to potty train. It takes a little longer for the beagle side of her to do that. So we're just being very patient with her.
They should have that 6-week course for having a new baby.
I agree. I'm just saying. And then you have like adult one. So maybe we'll do like preteen one too.
Oh,
right?
I could use some of that.
Right.
Right about now. That's funny. We're fighting now about whether we'd get a boy or a girl. And I want to name it Lily because I just think that's the cute. My daughter was going to either be named Faith or Lily because she's from China. And they just like little, I don't know, something about the Asian little adorable face. Like Lily just fits it. And so. I know we're trying. We're looking into it, trying to find a reputable breeder because I think I really want this Bichon Poo or a Dorkie. That is, I don't remember what it was. Just came out.
Is it a Dachshund? Dachshund and Yorkie?
Maybe. That sounds about right. A Dorkie. They put those two together. That makes sense to me. Cutest little puppy ever. So I like the new breeds that are coming out. We need one that's really small, yet not a barky dog. Because I'm on air every day and a barky dog would be a bad thing.
Well, see, Lucy naps at this time. She's like a baby. So she's not, she can get barky, but that's only if you're not paying attention to her because she just wants to, she's social. She wants to be where the people are. So
that's good to me. I also noticed yesterday, I said to my family this weekend, we kind of all went back to our hovels into our rooms. And I thought the one thing that dog did was bring us all together. We would spend.
Yes, ma'am.
We spend time together. We'd fight about him. We all wanted to spend time, but it brought us together to share. So definitely looking at that dog thing. Love it. We're talking this morning with Christina Trinidad. She's over at Handmade Embroidery. We have so much more to talk to you about. We're only halfway through this fun day. If you want to join our conversation, 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Here on Redbox Media. I'm joined today by Christina Trinidad. And I just figured out, Christina, why my voice is struggling like this. Because you make me laugh.
Oh, sorry. I'll stop that. No, I won't.
Cut that
Who am
out.
I kidding?
Don't make me laugh. Because for some reason, when I laugh, I get all kind of verklempt here.
Okay. I'm not... It's going to happen. It is what it is.
Just thinking about it's making me laugh. If you'd like to join our Laugh Fest, we invite you on at 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. But honestly, secretly, I'm terrible. I really don't want you to call because I want Christina all to myself.
You are horrible. You should not be on air. I'm just saying.
I shouldn't be, really.
This
is
one of
God's greatest sense of humor.
I know. Yeah.
I promise I won't lose your call. If you call in, I will let you talk to Christina. 573-4BREAD-4. So let's see. What can we talk about now? Oh, you've got me totally enthralled and interested in this bullet journaling thing. Lisa Hendy and Sarah Reinhart were talking about it years ago on CatholicMom.com. I actually went and found the article, and I will post it in the show notes because they both sing the praises of bullet journal. But this is the first time I actually went to bulletjournal.com and stoked it out. So tell me, why are you doing this and what is this?
Okay, deep breaths. Let's get it together. So, cause I'm so excited about it, but I've known about bullet journal for quite some time. And I was like, that looks too old school for me. That looks very, you know, I've got my other journals and I was just, you know, I'm a little stubborn, slightly. Don't tell my husband. I agreed to that. So, I bought this plain old journal and I looked it up and, actually what it said, I just was blown away. And, it's just a way for you to take action on things.
Oh, where'd she go? We lost her. Okay. I'm going to keep talking. Alex, am I talking over her or do we have her? Okay, so I'm going to keep talking because something happened to our friend. We lost Christina just as we were getting all excited about this bullet journal. I did look it up to see what it was about. So I'm kind of a scattered person. So I was kind of excited to have this. Okay, so let's add her this time to the call.
This is hilarious.
This is like the funniest thing ever.
People don't want to know about the bullet journal.
We're back.
Hey.
Poor Alex is going to have some serious editing to do. No, don't edit this, Alex, because this is too funny. Keep this in.
Yes.
This is just how A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras works. So we're back, and we're with Christina Trinidad, and I hope you didn't go away.
Yeah, they went. They stopped for a drink. They wanted to get some juice. They took a pause.
Too funny.
Yeah. So bullet journaling.
Yes.
Yes. That's what we're talking about. So it's just your brain actually processes things differently on a digital device as opposed to actually paper. There's studies done, and I can give you the link where I read about it, where you just, even if you read from a Kindle versus an actual book with pages, we kind of learn differently. And I've always been a paper and pen gal. But I also have my calendar app and to send calendar invites to my husband to keep everything all in one place so that he can look at it because he travels all the time. P.S. Guys, everybody, he's going to India next month. Let's pray for his intestines, please.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to India for 2 weeks. So, and pray for me because I'm all alone. It's going to be rough stuff.
Yeah.
So, but no cooking. Yay. So
that's exciting,
right?
I know. Yeah.
So there's that. But seriously, with the bullet journal, it's just a way for you to kind of be as creative as you want to be or not, because you write everything down. And I can send you pictures of what mine looks like so that you can post if you like.
Cool.
And then in between the pages where the dates are, you can, and are encouraged to put in whatever kind of, logging pages you want. So like, if you want to keep track of what, or categories, if you want to keep track of what books you want to read, put that there. And the point is that it's all driven by this index at the front, and you write down where you find what on which pages. So the first thing you do when you get your bullet journal is you write the numbers of the pages on the bottom of every page. So at the index, you can say, these pages are about like what puddings I've tried. I don't know. I just made that up. And right. Because come on, pudding. Who doesn't love pudding? I love pudding. And if you don't, then stop listening to this call.
I used to before it became dairy intolerant, but that's another story.
or gluten-free muffins.
There we go. That works.
Right? No, but seriously, you can do it for books. You can do it for movies that you've read, for goals that you want to achieve, and down to like how much water you drink a day, if you want to track that. And it's just a place for you to reflect upon when all is said and done at the end of the year. You can look back and see what you've done, where you've been. And every month, at the end of the month, you kind of sew everything up and move on to the next month. So it's just a great reflective tool, I think. And I'm using it for gratitude, to kind of write down everything that I'm grateful for, just one thing a day. And I'm also using it for, I'm doing a Bible study, and I'm reading the Bible for in the entire Bible in a year. So every day when I read the portion I'm supposed to read for the day, I write down a scripture verse that speaks to me that night.
So are you reading it from cover to cover, or just, I'm going to just go for a second back to the Bible thing, because it's a book show. So I thought, hey, there's a book we can talk about.
Yeah.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
So are you reading in a certain order, or?
Yes. I actually went to byhispiercedhands.com. I think that's what the blog is called. Mm-hmm. It's her name is Meg, and she is a boho for Jesus, and she goes all around. You should actually get her on the show. She goes all around the country and kind of gives talks and lives out of her car and like tries to save his people on the way. So she doesn't
know exactly who you're talking about.
Right?
Yes. I know exactly who you're talking about. Meg.
Yeah. It's Meg Kilmer. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I can't remember her last name, but
we'll get all the information up.
Right. She's got this Bible plan with, and I printed it out, and she's also got this other sheet of paper that gives you like the family tree of everybody and the books and all that. It's very kind of compact. And I actually bought a Kindle cover. Meg, I bought a Kindle cover for you for this kind of thing, so that it has a pocket that I could keep the Bible study plan and the little sheet with the names of everybody in the pocket. And I could never have an excuse to not read my Bible, because my Bible's upstairs or my Bible's downstairs. My Kindle's always at my bed, and I read it every single night. And every night I write down, you know, a scripture verse that spoke to me that day. And by the end of it, I'm going to have like my own mini Bible in my bullet journal.
That's so cool. What was her website again?
I think it's By His Pierced Hands. All right. I can look it up now.
That's okay. I will definitely have that in
the... Yeah, it is By His Pierced Hands. Yep.
Excellent.
Held by His Pierced Hands. And the website is piercedhands.com. And it's Meg Hunter Kilmer.
Piercedhands.com. Awesome. Yep. Yeah, I saw her on one of the Facebook pages that she was, you know, looking for places to stay. And I've never heard of such a thing. But anyway, so cool. I will definitely look into having either her on or give her to some of the other Breadbox Media hosts here that would definitely enjoy some time with her. Maybe we could all spend some time with her. So cool.
Actually, I met her. Yeah, I met her.
Did you? The
Catholic Women's Blogging Conference over the summer. And she spoke at our conference, and very captivating, very smart, very funny chick. So
very cool.
Yeah.
That was a good little rabbit hole that we went down there for a minute. I'm so excited to have you on today. Again, we're talking with Christina Trinidad from Handmade Embroidery. If you have any questions for Christina or myself, 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. We're talking about bullet journaling. We're talking about, you know what we didn't talk about, when we come back, was I never went back to the Lent conversation we're supposed to have. So we'll just wrap up with this one, with the bullet journaling. Now, I am like one of those people who just has to do a brain dump. Like, I can't sleep sometime unless I just write down every single thing rolling around in my head. Does this journal allow for that?
Yes. What you do is every night you have to make it, but you have to do it, right? So every night before I go to bed, I plan for my next day.
Mm.
So, and what that does is, because I can't sleep either. Queen insomnia right here. I've got a whole kingdom of people and followers. all of my people in the land of insomnia. the Sandman hates me. So what you do is you kind of, in my daily log, what I say is work on, you know, or what do I say? Plan for next day. That's what I say. So you make sure that you plan for your next day and write down all the things so that you don't sleep with them, because you shouldn't sleep with them. They'll keep you up all night. And I've found that it's very, very helpful. And I'm more organized because I am the kind of person that, like you said, it's a good way of putting it. I'm always evolving and that always changes. And sometimes there are things that I should put the paths that I probably shouldn't and stay focused. And this is very good at keeping me in that kind of focused frame of mind, even though I'm able to write down on those categories pages, like I said, all the ideas and the brain dumps and all of that stuff.
Which explains why I couldn't find a app for bullet journal, because it's supposed to be a written. And now I love that you said that, because I have to write everything. Like, I have journals and journals everywhere because I just process better with pen in hand and paper. I just love
it. Because you think differently. You think differently. That's why.
That's so
cool.
And
I've got some, really cool links to help you. And I'm also in a Facebook group of like 17,000 people who are bullet journaling, and they're like on fire. I'm just saying. It's a little intimidating, but yeah, it's good.
Well, like I said, Lisa Hendy and Sarah Reinhart talked about it, and they just spoke the wonders of it, and I kind of ignored them, and now I'm sorry that I did, but I won't ignore it this time. So. Bulletjournal.com. We're talking with Christina Trinidad, and we'll be back with a little bit more with her, which is very exciting. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Don't go away.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We're talking this morning with Christina Trinidad from Handmade Embroidery. Christina joins me every fourth Monday of the month to chat about whatever comes to mind. And today I was out hashtagging never a dull moment. And I had no idea how true that would be if you were listening at the last segment. And you're thinking, where'd you go for that few minutes? Well, technical difficulties and Allison's brain and just circumstances beyond my control. Kind of just, you know, I love that. I love it. It's so real. I couldn't get more authentic me if I tried on the show. We're talking again with Christina Trinidad, who is always authentically her. And that's why I have her on every month, because she makes me laugh.
Yes.
So in segment two, we were talking about Lent, and I got right into the bullet journaling, got so excited. Now I want to kind of circle back to Lent.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about Instagram and Lent. And so what's up with you for this Lent? Anything good?
Well, I signed up for a Salesian spirituality course that starts on Ash Wednesday, and it's actually free and all online. So anybody can join. I'll send you the link. It's done by DeSales University, which actually is only 10 minutes away from me. So I'm forcing my children to go there for college. They don't know that yet, but sorry, guys. I'm giving, you know how they have arranged marriages? This is an arranged university. This is what's happening.
I love it.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm also going to be, my husband, this is his first Lent, because you know he's a convert from being an atheist, right? Praise God. So, yeah, I know. So he's giving up meat because he can't give up cursing. That's really why. I'm not even kidding. That's the truth. We thought it should be like, we even like made it so that he would pick a curse out of a jar, me and both boys, where he would just not say that word a day. And he was like, there's no way. I'm from Brooklyn. I can't. And sorry to Brooklyn people who don't curse. We're from a different Brooklyn, I guess, because every other word is a bomb. Okay. So he's going to give up meat, and just to support him, I will too, because it's easier for me. I don't mind. I don't need like, you know, steak and beef and all kinds of stuff. I can live without meat. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to pray the seven sorrows every day, because I just love how that brings me close to Our Lady. It really, really does. It's, if you've never done it, go to discerninghearts.com. That's where I do it. It's got, they've got an audio that I listen to, and it's got music in the background. It's very just so beautiful, and you almost cry sometimes. I do. And I'm going to go to an extra mass a week.
I love that you're adding something in. Like that's something I think, you know, that people don't completely understand. Like you're giving something up and the sacrifice is important, but sometimes, you know, picking something that you give up to give you more time to spend in prayer to add something in that brings you closer. For instance, I give up television so that I have more time for spiritual reading and prayer. And I always, by the way, little side benefit, lose weight during Lent. You don't realize how much you eat while you're watching television. Every year I've lost like 5 to 7 pounds just giving up television.
Speaking of which, I'm up to like 7 pounds now with my Fitbits.
I love Fitbit.
Challenges with all the people. And yesterday I did over 15,000 steps, and I'm only walking in my house because I'm under 30 inches of snow.
That's, first of all, wow, that's a lot of snow. I thought 6 inches was a lot for today, this weekend. You can get in a lot of steps in your house. I think that's a great.
Yeah.
Great.
You don't even realize it. I literally walk around my coffee table, around my dining room table, and around my kitchen table. And I just keep doing that. And my boys help. And I met this woman online on Instagram because she's an embroiderer. Her name is Amy. And she's studying to be, or she wants to study to be a holistic nutritionist. And she gave me some recipes. And Amy, if you're listening, and I know you are because you're so supportive, she's been really supportive in helping me with my weight loss journey. And she's on Instagram too. And the food that she makes is incredible food. It's very good. It's the one I made with the couscous and the feta cheese and the tomatoes. And it's just been very, and it's good because I'm also, you know, exercise helps with depression too.
Yes.
So I really find that like, and I've exercised before, but this really just catapulted because I've got a lot of people, they don't know why I'm walking. They're just walking to walk with me and kind of hold each other accountable. But it's really like kicked my depression, just sweeping out all the stuff under the rug and just getting me a little more brighter and happier. So I'm very happy about that.
And I think you don't realize, like, just pacing around your house. So I have my bedroom is just this big, long, you know, the whole length of the house, kind of attic converted thing. And I will just pace back and forth and pray the rosary. And you get in a ton of steps. You're praying. You're not going to get run over by a car because you're, you know, deep in thought, because the rosary always brings me into this contemplative state of, like, awesomeness of looking at the Lord in such an incredible way. I actually put a pad of paper on a shelf that I have that's like just perfect height for it. And I will, you know, pace back and forth praying the rosary, and something inspiration comes to me. Like I just run over and write it down. It's such a great way to spend, but I think it's the motion, you know, that movement.
Well, yeah, you said that over the summer that you were walking outside and praying the rosary. So that's kind of where I got my inspiration to pray the rosary, as I walked. And I always think about you when I do. So you're always like at the beginning of my prayer. Oh, and for Alice. Yeah, it's true.
Feeling those prayers, girlfriend. Feeling those prayers.
Good.
I still do that. But like you said, we're now under snow. I think I am going to like let the snow get a little bit lower, and I am going to trudge out there because I'd love to see how many times I go around. So I might like do a different path. I'll take a picture of it because I'm just goofy like this. This is how my brain works.
I go to my local park, my walking park, and I'm waiting for Lucy to get a little older before I can take her because she still wants to sniff all the things because she's part beagle and she's part hound. So you can't like take it away from her. And I just ain't nobody got time for sniffing in below 17 degree weather. Like I'm sorry, honey, but you're going to have to stay home and I'll walk you around the block a few times. So what I do is I go for a walk and then I come home and I walk her and then I walk some more. And I've been eating really well. I've been logging my calories and stuff because I gained weight. So can't have that at 4'11". So,
I'm not 5'2" and I'm the same way.
It's rough stuff, man.
We're just entering,
your pants don't fit.
Yeah. We're just entering winter time. We can't be already doing that.
I know. I was like, this is a number I have never seen before. I have broken a barrier. This is bad. So, and I'm drinking more water and I'm doing all kinds of things. So I'm really just wanting to be healthier and happier and just more prayerful about just my life. That's where I'm at.
Sounds good to me. Since this is a book show, just before we log off, we just got a few minutes left. It goes by so fast.
I know.
What are you reading these days? Anything good?
Ooh, girl, I'm reading, I'm finishing up. I have to finish it. I started it. Kristen Lavrin's Daughter. Did you ever read that book?
No, I have not.
It is an epic of epic proportional epicness. It is so great. It is 1,000 pages. So you're in for the long haul, but it's about this woman and her life. And I found it because, you know, Kendra Tierney, I looked for something to live a more liturgical life. That's how it started. And her blog was the first search to come up because I guess my Google is Catholic. I don't know about yours, but mine is.
Big time. Yeah.
Right. So it offered up the first, you know, Catholic thing. And I clicked on it. And she says, what made me live a more liturgical life was reading Kristen Lavrin's Daughter. And I was like, well, I got to know what's up with that. Mm. So I bought it and it's got every little minuscule feast day and their whole lives. They breathe in and out like the liturgical year. And it's beautiful. And the one part that really stood out to me is she's praying the Our Father for, you know, her transgressions. And the one part where it says, you know, we forgive others. Right. As right. And, or
the easiest thing in the world to do, right?
Right. No,
no,
no. I forgive no one. No, I'm kidding. That's not true. Not no one. It's not blanket. Just my husband. No. Wait, no, that is true. So, and she stubbornly holds on to the fact, and it keeps her separated from her husband. The fact that she can't forgive him for what he's done, if she would just turn to love, but she expects to be forgiven in return. Yeah. And she's saying this prayer and fighting with herself. It is the most beautiful part of the book. Wow. So, I love it. I'm reading that and the KonMari method, which is about the magic of tidying up. Just organizing your space and, you know, if it sparks joy, keep it. And I'm being very kind of high level. If it sparks joy, keep it. If not, donate it or toss it to the curb. So I'm working on that too.
Back in the 90s, the Fly Lady was super popular. And she had that method of like taking 3 boxes or labeling them, keep, toss, donate. And that was how I would declutter a room. And to this day, like 20 years later, it's still how I kind of go at my decluttering because I was like a hoarder's episode in the making.
Girl.
But when I gave up all that stuff, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders and my house started to feel lighter and we started to function better as a family. So I'll be excited to check out more of that as well.
I'm going to be writing about it in March. So I'll keep you posted on that.
Ooh, I'll have to put that in my show notes to talk about that in March a little bit more. But in the meantime, we're at the end of our January time. We look forward to seeing you in February when we will be in the season of Lent. Can you believe it?
Yes, and I'm stoked. Ash Wednesday, bring it on.
Oh, me too. For anybody looking for something to do also during the Lenten season, look for the Catholic Conference for Moms. It launches on February 20th. If you use the coupon code RECONCILED, you get $4 off the $14.99 price, which is already a bargain with 20 plus speakers, including yours truly, an amazing conference for moms, Catholic Conference for Moms, coupon code RECONCILED. Christina Trinidad, thank you so much for visiting us this month.
Always.
We will, God willing, see you in February. Don't forget, tomorrow's show is Pete Socks, the Catholic book blogger. It's a special Lenten edition, getting us prepared for that spiritual reading. And on Wednesday, I will be joined by Barbara Horsback, who had to be rescheduled due to snow. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.